Hey Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Ison. I'm DM Brad, and this is Chapter 5, Episode 18. We got a new supporter on Patreon this week, hooray! A big thank you to Alexandra Litkites for joining the Resistance and helping the Squadeth save the world of Ison. If that's even what they're doing anymore, I don't know. We will be creating an NPC just for you real soon. And if anyone else wants to become a supporter, check out the various reward tiers over at patreon.com/fateofison to find out how. We also got a great new review on Apple Podcasts. Laurie Keat says, "Brilliant! This came recommended from the Diceratops podcast, good friends of ours by the way, and I'm loving it! Great three main characters, an engaging story, and an excellent DM." Well, I'm not sure about that last part. But the rest of that is awesome. Thank you so much for saying such nice things about us. And of course, everyone, don't forget to grab yourself some amazing dice at an amazing price from our partners, metallicdicegames.com. Just jump on over there and use the promo code FATEOFISON to get 10% off whatever you buy. Their range is awesome. So yeah, metallicdicegames.com, promo code FATEOFISON. Okie dokie. Let's do this. Last time, the Apple Squadeth had their work cut out for them as they braved the dangers of the ancient dungeon Temutunga. They fought magma monsters and survived a room full of lightning to obtain two golden orbs that they then used to open an ominous black door.
To be fair, I bought a light blue pair of Dickies at the same time as I bought a white pair of pants that were basically see-through. And I thought I was the shiznit.
Fuck yeah. And now I'm at a point where I'm looking at secondhand coveralls because I really feel that I need a pair of coveralls.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Dungarees are good though.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm in the market for? I'm in the market for a onesie with pockets. That, my friend, is the pinnacle of my shopping list.
Speaking of pockets, hey everyone, welcome to the Fate of Ison. That's a random segue.
You're a pocket, Brad! You're a pocket DM, because this is a podcast in somebody's pocket right now.
I'll put your DM in my pocket. What's up? How are we?
Hey, what's up? You got any pockets?
Hey, you need some space in this pocket here. Can you move the gum and the chapstick out of the way? Because, like, I'm feeling like I'm claustrophobic in here.
Hey, girl, you look cute. You got pockets? You got...
Pickup lines pocket? in 2030.
Someone, okay, I'm gonna...
Damn, girl, you look like you got some mad pockets.
For real DM'd my flatmate with, "Hey girl, you look cute. You got any PS3 games?"
Fuck yeah.
That's not even a current console. I love it.
No, I know.
I really want someone to tweet us back now with like, "Yeah baby, I got pockets." Do it.
The girls like when they have pockets as well. If you want to make a girl, give her pockets and a dress or something.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
I know what women want. Pockets.
It's really that simple. Yep. Hi, Brad. Apparently we play like D&D or something. Sometimes.
Every now and then we play the D&D. The D stands for D and the D stands for D.
It's actually standing for Dungeons and Dragons now, though.
Yeah, you guys are in a dungeon and you just saw statues of dragons.
Bingo.
Cool, and to jump us straight back into where we were last time, because I am rearing to go. You're in the dungeon of Temutunga, which is the cyclical eternal birthplace, on and on and on, of the immortal beings Anfa and Gilliff, who are offshoots of the god Krover, the god of power. Since entering this dungeon, you went into a large circular room where there was a stone staircase to the left and right, and a like a black stone door with two little indentations in it. You went down the right hand side of the stairs and entered a room with some angry magma stone monsters, and you fought them to retrieve a golden orb. You then went into down the other staircase on the left, in which there was a trio of dragon statues and another golden orb. You retrieved the orb, which activated a lightning trap, which shocked the ever-loving shit out of Arcus. and you all made it out with that orb as well. You put the two orbs into the black stone wall and it disappeared, revealing a corridor of death. You noticed as you fired arrows out into the corridor, which activated its many traps, the first of which is a long, and I'll tell you right now, 80-foot stretch of corridor in which these long, narrow blades poke out of random holes in the floor, walls, and ceiling, creating a very dangerous hedgehog-skewing situation. And beyond that is a length of corridor in which stone pillars shoot down from the ceiling and smash the floor very, very hard. And then beyond that, you can see two more glowing golden orbs in the distance. Banforce.
Wait. What? So we can see that?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because Banfor then told his mice to go and retrieve the orbs, and he sent them out into the trap where in which they did some sweet parkour moves to get beyond your view. So they are out there somewhere. And just before we finished, Arcus rolled a 20 on a religion check with the help of Marley's Bardic Inspiration to go incorporeal, giving them advantage on the deck saves that they're going to need when entering this trap. You've got Hodge the Wolf with you and the very injured Nio the Goblin on Hodge's back. What do you do?
So if we can see all of that, can't I just stab myself and transport two people with me and leave Hodge where Hodge is?
You haven't been there.
But she can see there.
She can see it, but she hasn't been there.
Okay, so I have to have physically been there. I can't just see it from where I am.
Correct.
Okay.
Wrinkle. I'm just going to... I would like to try something that probably will have no effect, but I'm interested to see what happens. Banfor grabs Nio.
Oh, no.
And takes her outside of the doors, leaves her there and instructs her to take the golden orbs out just to see what happens.
When you put the golden orbs into the wall, it shot down into the floor and you can not retrieve them anymore.
Okay, so Banfor throws Nio into the hallway.
Joke.
No.
Okay, I don't know with Banfor.
He does give her like a little, you know, when your friend's standing by on a bridge or something, you go, oh! And you like grab him and you like shake him a bit and you like pretend you're going to push him. Does that and then like has a big laugh and like pats him the back, almost hitting her into the, into the hallway.
Oh, gods, don't do that. Oh, fuck.
he hands her an apple.
Oh, yep, gobbles it up, gains some hit points. Is it a normal apple or a never spoil?
Yes, it is a never spoil.
Okay.
But it has been nibbled by some mice.
Okay, that's fine.
Do we parkour and just run for it like some dickheads?
Can you call out to your mice? Can't you? You can talk to them, right? Can they? We just can't see them.
Yeah, well, they're out of view. And my secret plan was I was going to get them in there. And then when one of them either died or I'd throw a brick at one and kill it and then blood puppet it to make it either go further or interrupt some gears or something.
But none of them have died yet.
And they're out of sight.
I guess you could always kill Nio and then blood puppet her.
It's a single action and I could. But what more reasonably force her to run down the tunnel when she dies further away.
But blood you could her throw further. Her down the tunnel and kill her.
I can
her.
Throw her quite far down the tunnel.
And then she'd die and then blood puppet her.
So surrounding us, is it just a smooth stone chamber? Is there anything?
Correct. Yeah, it's just grey stones, almost cinder blockish.
So where these blades come out of the wall, because we've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Like, does it look like a big slot? Like, could you jam something in there maybe and stop the blade?
No. So this happens every 6 seconds. The hallway fills up with blades from all directions.
Oh, right. Okay.
And yeah, they all come out of a hole the size of the blade.
Okay, so there's lots of them. So not really like you could stand there and just plug it real quick. Yeah, okay, cool. Thought, not a good thought.
So there are no evident patches of calm.
Correct.
You know how we can talk to God?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Should we have a word?
God?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I pull out the locker key and I turn the locker and I open the door.
You open it up and it's silence.
Why would we think that asking the DM what the answer was going to work?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we thought that would work. And
what have we got in the locker? We can bribe it?
I look in the locker and there's just lots of gold, right? Like, and gems.
You look in and there is a folded... What looks like a folded item of clothing with a note on it.
Okay, I pull that out.
Okay.
I'm like, maybe this will be useful.
It's a pair of pants. They are baggy, normal, like pretty unassuming, like brown, commoners sort of pants.
I look at them and I'm like, well, I mean, I wouldn't be caught dead in these, but like maybe...
Maybe can I put them on? I'm not wearing any clothes canonically yet, so.
Yeah. Put on the pants. Put on the pants.
Put on the pants. Put on the pants.
What does the note say?
Arcus succumbs to peer pressure.
Okay, Arcus... I like that even Marley hasn't read the note, Arcus... which is very unlike her.
Arcus puts on these brown, sort of scratchy woolen commoner's pants, and you immediately feel a bit smarter.
Ooh. How much smarter?
Smarty pants.
Well, if someone reads the notes, if someone reads someone the note from the God of Knowledge.
I suddenly, with my newfound intelligence, I go, hey guys, maybe we should read the note.
Oh yeah, good idea. And I open the note.
Not a pretty face, right?
Not a pretty face. Just catching on.
I thought it was supposed to be not just a pretty face.
Not in all of
we
it.
We say not a pretty face and it's the best. Because it takes people like a half a beat and they go, wait, what? And you're like, haha, I meant it.
I said it to my flatmate before and she was like, you're pretty. I felt bad.
So Arcus suggests after putting on the pants, hey, maybe we should read the note. And when that happens, on the front of the pants, there's like a little display lights up with two squares, and then one of the squares goes out.
What did the note say?
I read the note.
Okay, the note says in very like flowy, like showing off cursive handwriting, hey Squadeth, this is an item I hope will help you get through your troubles. I can't talk to you while you're inside Timatunga, but hopefully these pants will help you. These are called Smarty Pants. And they will give you two very good ideas per day.
Okay, so
oh, God damn it. One of them was read the fucking note. Good.
So I read that, and I look at Arcus real quickly, and I'm like, Arcus, quickly, think about a good way to get through this.
I think about a way to get through with minimal injuries.
Okay. I haven't thought of the best way to get through this without doing the trap itself. So,
trick the DM with smarty pants.
So the way to get through is like the only way to get through that you can see, the only idea there is to just go through. But with the help of the smarty pants, you and anyone you instruct, so I guess the whole squadeth, will get advantage on your deck saves.
Yay!
Do I get double decks?
Because there isn't really a pattern, but with the help of the smarty pants, you can see the closest thing to a pattern that there is. Like you can be like,
I'm just saying, with my incorporability,
yep,
and with my street smarts, now, will I have more of an ability overall? Even more?
No, because you're wearing solid pants now, so you're less incorporeal than before.
God damn it! Also. Bamfor suggests that somebody does the fancy scratch-righty stuff on the back of the note and puts it back in the locker, because although he can't talk to us, he is sending us notes.
Or he left that for us after our last meeting.
That's literally the truth. That's what happened. Because yeah. when you asked him to give you an item to help, and Oliver said, hopefully it's something that can make Banfor smarter, you guys were still outside.
Good. Good to know. Fantastic. Should have wished more wishes.
Okay, so I say into the locker, thanks, I guess. I hope we survive this to talk to you again afterwards, but I guess you'll know as when we know that we survived. And she's trying to think about that for a second, and it's just all a bit hard.
And then just and shuts the locker.
Banfor has been picking his nose and sort of like wipes it off on the inside of the locker. And wanders up to the edge of the blade area. Just goes, well.
And Marley just grabs him by the shoulder just before he goes and says, I hope you survive, I hope you survive, I hope we all survive. And then turns to you, Arcus, and goes, and I hope you survive too, I hope you survive too, I hope we all survive. So you both get bardic inspiration, just in case.
Banfor crunches the last apple in his pocket. That's the one. It was 2d4 plus 2. So 8, cool, so I'm back up to full.
Yeah, and you've got a d8 to use if you think you failed it. So, both
right.
of you, once.
Banfor enters a rage and charges down the hallway.
Okay, roll initiative then.
Good.
Is anyone else following him, or is it just Banfor in the trap?
It's fine if it's just me. That makes the most sense for it to be to me.
I think we're like, I mean, I've got to call out, look out for that thing there.
Yeah, I think we all go. Like, I don't know if we all need to, but I think it'll be fun to. So let's
I got 4.
Bold words for someone with an HP of what?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm on 56 right now. But
I'm on 37. I have 38.
You don't have to go in the tunnel. You can just shout advice to us.
I'm going to shout advice and glow slightly.
Okay. Good.
Look out for that blade.
I have a 21 initiative, Brad.
Okay, so Marley sees that Banfor is gearing up to sprint in, and she actually is prepared first. Arcus, are you initiativing, or are you just going to sit and spectate?
I'm gonna watch. I like create popcorn from my cloudly form and pretend to eat it.
Okay, can you roll initiative anyway, just to get in the turn order?
Yeah.
And Jules, can you roll for Hodge as well?
Hodge will stay behind, but yep.
I got 17 for my initiative.
15 for Hodge.
Okay, cool. Yep, Marley, you act first.
I'm going to just sort of... how is Banfor looking? Is he, like, beat up, or is he looking okay?
Banfor's got full health.
Okay, cool. She's just going to sort of give herself a couple of taps on the chest, like, prepping herself, and she glows a little bit. It's like a light blue kind of a glow as she imbues herself with heroism for a second. Okay. To like make herself brave and then starts running.
Okay, so that's a bonus action?
No, so heroism is a spell.
That's a full turn. Okay, yep. So you can only go your full speed, which is 30 feet, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool. Because I'm going to track this trap. To the T.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marley is sitting at 30 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, the trap, which is initiative number 20, gets a 23 to get you with some... Oh, it gets disadvantage on you because you know what to do because Arcus is giving you smarty pants.
Yeah, look out. Have advantage on Dex or does it have disadvantage on us or is it the same
Both.
Thing?
Both. And that is plus... Oh, that's a 17.
15.
Okay.
AC. I'm assuming it's against AC like normal.
Yeah, it is. Yep. So spikes come out and get you for 9 piercing damage from the ceiling, walls, and floor, so you sort of get skewered from all angles.
Makes sense.
What are people's health like? What is health like for people?
Full 78.
Yeah, and Marley's like kind of a third down, but still on 52. But yeah.
Yep. Arcus is still lit, by the way. I should mention that for the listeners. Arcus cast light on himself at the end of last session.
AF.
I'm glowing.
Yeah, so Arcus's whole body is lit, although the bottom half is now covered in pants.
That bot is lit.
It gives it a diffused light, guys.
I don't actually know why Arcus, like stuff that you do. I know that you cast sleet storms, and I know that you have thunder wave. I don't know if you, like, do you have any, like, temp HP or shieldy type stuff or anything like that?
Sanctuary?
I don't actually know.
Well, see, because I don't think, because I was thinking sanctuary, but it only works against a creature trying to attack you, so I don't think it's going to work against blades, because they're not sentient. Yeah, so I don't actually have much that's like, I don't think that's...
I don't, you know, like, it's not the sort of thing you prep for. I mean...
No.
Interesting.
I'm pretty healy and... attacks with clouds.
You could use your lightning staff to shoot lightning at her.
Yeah, that'll be helpful, right?
Fill the tunnel with fog.
I could also just shoot lightning from my hands, apparently.
Can you attack the blades? Like, when you see the blades come out, try and attack the blades to make it less pointy?
Alright.
I don't know if that.
But
would
how
work.
Many? But how many blades are there?
Like, well, lots.
Yeah, there are hundreds of blades, and they all sort of shoot out and shoot back in on their turn.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be more useful for me to heal you somewhat, and then you don't have to bother with that. So I'm just going to do a
do cure wounds at a distance.
But could I do mass healing word?
You could, but that might be a waste at the moment if it's just on Marley, who's only lost a few hit points.
Yeah. How what's the distance on that?
I have to be able to see you.
Okay. So as long as you can see me down the hallway, that could still work. So that it might be better to hang on to it, just in case you need the spell slot or whatever.
I don't know what to do. I make it foggy.
Don't, then you can't see us.
We can't see where we're going.
I mean, you don't have to do anything either. You could probably just say that if something happens, you do something or whatever. Or you could just be ready to defend, like, Hodge or whatever if something comes out of the wall or whatever. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, turns like that are tricky, eh, when you don't have anything specific for it?
Okay, could I cast Shatter on the walls? Because it says here, a non-magical object that isn't being worn or carried also takes the damage if it's in the spell's area.
Okay.
Well, can you do that on the pillar? Or how far can you do that?
10-foot radius sphere centered... a 10-foot radius sphere. It does say creature, but then it says a non-magical object as well at the bottom, so yeah.
Yeah.
And then a creature made of inorganic material such as stone, crystal, metal has a disadvantage as well.
I was just wondering if you could do that on one of those pillars that stomps down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I imagine if I do it in within the range of... Can I try and grab a pillar and wall blades in one, Brad?
They come out at different times.
Yeah, but if I'm in the the area of trying to get those things at the same time? Like, are they close enough proximity-wise?
Yes. Yeah, so it's basically an 80-foot-long field of blades.
Yeah.
And then, like, a field of smashing columns straight after it. So, like, they are completely side-by-side. So you could get, like, the back... theoretically, the back blades and the front pillars at the same time.
I want to try and do the that.
Do the that. Okay, in that case, you're going to have to prepare it for when one of those things comes out, because they actually come out at different times.
Okay. Let's aim for the pillar.
So when the pillars pop up, which is after Hodge's turn, you can react by doing your shatter spell against the pillars, and now it's Hodge.
Hodge sits like a good boy and whines because his mum is going into a dangerous place and just took damage.
Okay, cool. And then, yeah, you can see beyond the field of blades, the pillars start to smash down and Arcus can cast their shatter spell. So it's a con save, is it?
Yes.
Okay, it got a 4, which I'm assuming fails.
Yes.
Damage.
So you take... 3d8 thunder damage.
Okay, so the front few pillars smash down, and you can roll the 3d8 thunder damage.
That is 10.
And now Banfor.
Banfor's going to charge his full distance of 40 feet, essentially with his shield just spinning around him, trying not to get stabbed in the head. I've already entered a rage prior to combat.
Okay, so your speed is 40, which means in your turn you could charge 80.
I do that.
Cool. Banfor is at 80 feet, which is right on the edge of the spears and the pillars. And you notice up close, as the pillars sort of are retracting back into the ceiling, that the front few have like cracks in them.
Cool. Any sign of the mice?
Roll a perception check, because this is dark for you now, by the way.
It's a 2.
Yeah, it's too dark. You don't notice where they are. You've just got just enough sort of radiant light coming down the tunnel from Arcus, but it's very faint, so you're basically in darkness.
I am dashy dashy movie dash, like I'm boosting it.
Okay, so you can get 30, so you can go to 60, and then you can go past the blades to 90, so you'd run past Banfor.
Can I do that? I thought you could, with dash, you can only go 60.
Yeah, you go from 30 to 90.
Oh, I got you. I thought you were saying I went another 90. No, yep, good, good. Look, it's late at night, and I'm drinking vodka.
Okay, the spear...
Oh, my sex tape, sorry.
The spears are going to shoot out, and Banfor is right on the edge of them, so they're going to... with disadvantage, get a 20.
Meets beats.
Okay, sweet. That is 8 piercing damage as they sort of spike out of the ground right at your back and scrape on you. But rage will half that, obviously.
Take 4, yeah.
Yep. And then they shoot back into the ground, and it's Arcus. And you can see your closest friend is 80 feet away.
And we're... fine, we haven't really taken much damage yet.
I want to try and do the shatter again.
Okay, if you do that, it will get Banfor and Marley.
Because we're right there.
I mean, they've got to come back, right?
Don't know.
So yeah. I could get a place where they're not at.
Or you could hold your action until after our turn so that we've gone through and then you do it, or whatever.
I will wait.
Okay, right. And Hodge, we'll just wait?
Yeah. Hodge cool. Is pacing a little bit.
Okay, then the pillars are going to smash down, and Banfor and Marley both need to roll a dex save.
Fun! Do we have advantage still?
Yes, you have advantage. Arcus showed you the layout of it. Told you, this gave you the skin.
It's a net 20 plus 2.
Okay.
Wait.
So I suck. So with advantage, I rolled a 3 and a 7. So I only have a 14. I hope that's not going to kill me.
Okay, so... Oh, that's a good roll for you. Oh, lame. Marley, you only take 5 bludgeoning damage.
Ah, that's good.
That was 2 really low rolls. And Banful, you take half that. And then halved again.
So I take...
You take 2, 1.
1.
1. As 1...
Yeah.
A pillar, like, basically hurts your toe.
Yeah. Skin is messy.
And I gave myself 5 temporary HP before with my heroism, so...
The pillars begin to retract up into the ceiling, and it's Banful's turn.
Banful will once again sprint the full distance.
Right, then this trap is fucking child's play for you. You're through past those two bits. You are standing right in front. Oh, actually, no, you're in darkness. I'm going to tell you right now, you're in complete darkness.
Humans.
I have
so weak.
Got those little glow rocks around me still.
Okay, you can tell that in your immediate surroundings there are no like blades or columns, but you are like right in front of these two golden orbs.
I'm out of actions, I would assume.
Yeah, that's your turn to just basically run into darkness and be close to some orbs.
Cool.
That's the dream,
Brad. Always close to a couple of fucking orbs.
Run into darkness, be close to the orbs. That's my mantra.
it sounds like an emo band or something. Close to the orbs.
I love that. Yeah, close to the orbs.
Marley.
Yep, run dash.
Okay, so 30. So you guys have really, you've just done it. Like, you're out. You're through. 30. You're both. Yeah, so you run right... to where Banfor is. You are beyond the blades, beyond the pillars, and you, Marley, because you can see with your half-elf vision, that you are now in just like an area beyond that.
I use my free action to just quickly call back to Arcus and say, we made it! I think we're through! Just so that Arcus...
What?
Yeah, this room, this part of the tunnel has nothing in it except a statue of a very large, like, dragon head. And the 2 golden orbs you can see are in its eyes.
In its eyes. Yeah. Okay.
And now the spears are going to shoot out of the tunnel. Then it's Arcus's turn.
When we collect all 8 orbs, do we get to make a wish from the dragon?
Yeah.
Nice. I got called out too. I might just do ascending. Wait, can I do that? Or am I out of...
Have you got message?
Yeah.
Message is a cantrip.
Well, I thought that, but it's not on mine. It's a level 3 spell for some reason.
Oh, have you got like proper sending?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the expensive one.
I don't have improper sending, but I guess I do have thermaturgy.
Yeah, yep. Just make your voice real loud.
Yeah, I thermaturgy and I go, be safe.
and in your head, you hear back because Marley's got message, which is like the cheap one. She just goes, mwah, will do.
Awesome. And Marley, you see that dragon statue or dragon head statue with the 2 golden orbs, and you see 2 of Banfor's mice trying to like pry one of the orbs out of the eye socket, but you don't see the other mice. You only see 2 out of 7.
Oh, Banfor. There's only 2 mice here. I don't know their names.
Is it the demolitions expert?
And I squint at them to see if I can see some kind of a way of distinguishing them.
Sure.
Expert has a small cigar.
Yeah, one of them has a tiny cigar. And he's got like a little utility belt that looks like it would hold little sticks of dynamite in it.
He also has a mustache. But for a mouse, it's just a shaved area.
It's a mouse-stache.
No.
No?
Yeah, and I pass that back. I'm like, there's one there with a cigar and a mouse-stache.
But what's the name of
this
like?
Dynamic duo? Because you had the... What was it? What did it end
sarcastic
up being?
Seven.
The Sarcastic 7. So what are the 2 of them?
The Melancholy 2.
That's not alliterate.
4 of their friends have died. They don't care about alliteration.
Yeah, because the other one was a smashed pumpkin.
Oh, the PTS duo. PTS duo.
I like that.
And then the other one, which one's the other one?
Because you had a demolitions expert, and I forget the other two that you had that you sent down there. You sent a team of three, and you did describe them, but I forget.
I wonder who died. We'll leave it up to the Discord to determine who died.
Yeah.
All right. Comment to us. Tell us who your favorite.
But Jean-Jacques mouse Pierre LaMouse is totally fine.
Who's your favorite mouse? Who survived?
Yep. Vote now.
Tag yourself. Which mouse are you? I'm Rain.
Oh no, I hope Rain didn't go down there.
I really Rain isn't a part of the seven. For a quiz, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's Hodge who's just gonna wait, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty anxious, but he's fine.
Okay, cool. And then the pillars smash down, and Marley and Banfor, you need to roll a wisdom save.
Wisdom.
Yep.
Yeah, this fucking dragon head. I knew there was more to this fucking.
Yeah, it's not over yet, bitches.
Well, didn't love that. 15.
Yeah, mine's not better. Mine's actually worse. One worse.
Don't you have 14?
Do I add inspiration to it?
You can before Brad tells us if it works or not.
I am. It adds 4, 19. I'm smart as book.
You rolled a d8, eh, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Because it used to be a d6. Now it's a d8. It's very exciting. I didn't inspire myself, so mine's just a 14.
Right. Okay, so Banfor is absolutely fine.
Yay.
Marley, however, takes 19 psychic damage.
Yay!
As the two golden orbs glow really bright for just a second, and Marley's head really hurts. And now it's Banfor's turn.
She's very mad. She says, "That's my thing, bitches."
Banfor, with a armored fist, smashes the golden orbs out of the dragon's fucking head.
Okay, you can see just the orbs. Like, you can't see your surroundings except the orbs. And yeah, I'll let you punch one or try and hit one. It doesn't break.
I don't want to break it. I want to break it out of the head.
Yep, in that case, yeah, the one you punch or hit breaks out of the head and then falls onto the floor and clink, clink, clink.
Picks it up, grabs the other one also.
Okay, I'll let you grab one in that turn.
Okay.
Because you need to walk around this big head of a dragon to get to the other one.
Okay.
I've seen that toy for sale online. It's gross.
I feel like this is straight out of Wellington Airport. This is just like that small kid that greets you like
I was thinking
at chicken.
Of like the dragon dildos, but yo, that too.
Yeah.
The vibration of smell?
Bad dragon.
Yeah, bad dragon. Yeah, you can get ones that have little pumps in them, and you can really fill yourself up.
Mate, the internet is a wondrous place. You can get just about anything.
And it can all
go inside. Are we seriously talking about dragon dildos right now? Like, is that
why have we not been this whole time?
I don't.
Do you not know about these? Do you need
Google it?
No. I'm actually well aware. I'm part of the and to drop Wheel of Woe in this. I'm part of the Wheel of Woe Discord who have a channel for interesting things like sex toys that they find on the internet. And there is a lot of stuff posted in there, which is very educational and bizarre.
I was just a homestuck back in the day. That's how I knew about it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go on the other side of the small kid from the Wellington check-in. I'm going to try and take this other orb because I can see what Banfor's doing.
Yeah.
So I kind of gently nudge the mice out of the way so I can grab it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. There's no difficulty in getting it out. You can just pry it out pretty easily.
Banfor just had to punch it.
Yeah.
He got
and it. I put my hand out for Banfor's mice just in case they want a hand, but I know that they're pride mouse, so they might not, but I'm offering.
Yeah, one of them loosened it with his demolition powers.
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
Yep, so you now have a golden orb, and Banfor has a golden orb. The spears at the other end of the hallway shoot out and shoot back in, and then Arcus.
Do you guys think that you'll, like, dagger back? Or will you just, like, try to run through the things again?
I mean, so far, I've taken, like, 5 damage.
Well, I mean, the most I can take from the daggers is 24 if I take me and Banff. Mm. Because it's 1d12 per person.
Plus a d12 to open it, so it's 36.
Oh, yeah, 36. Okay, so if I quickly cure wounds myself briefly, then I should be able to do that. But I might need healing on the other side. I might arrive there unconscious.
Yo, I can do that.
Just a DM metagame here. As a reminder, more so, the Sanguine Gatekeeper can only be used once a day, so if you do use it to get back to Arcus, you then can't use it to go back again the other side until tomorrow.
Right. So you're saying that there's something here we're missing? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No. All I'm trying to tell you is that if your plan was to hop back and then hop back again, you can't do that until, like, a whole day has to pass.
So do you guys want to check out what's on that side before heading back?
Yeah. I was like, why would we want to come back? So if I knife back through the hallway, why would we need to come back here? So we've clearly missed something.
Oh no, I was just saying, if that was your plan, I don't know what you're doing. So you've just retrieved 2 golden orbs, but for what?
I guess I assumed that the orbs were for where we were, but maybe they're not. Maybe we have to put the orbs somewhere else where we are. Like, what happens if we swap which orb goes in which eye?
Don't know. You're gonna have to find out, I guess.
I mean, has anybody got any better suggestions than that? Because that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if I need to come over. I think I might. Are your parents home?
Do you wanna Netflix and chill?
Wink.
Hey, that's the name of my band.
Netflix and chill.
No, wink.
Dragon
wink.
Dildo.
Dragon Dildo is the name of my band. Yeah, I mean, or do you stay there not getting damaged and be able to save us when I inevitably go down, because I'm on 28 hit points right now, and if I take another couple of shots of psychic damage, that could be bad.
I feel like this is our, like, I'm casting thermaturgy and we're having a discussion.
Yeah, like I'm messaging back, so you hear my replies in your head, and then you're just like yelling via thermaturgy. Yeah.
So, okay, so shall I hang back again? And we'll see what happens when you switch the balls.
Yeah, if you yell anything that you think of down the hallway in case this doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll try using my big brain, but I've already used up
the two
good ideas, right?
I love that it's got like little check boxes on the front of the pants. That's really funny. So unless Oliver / Bamfor has got any better ideas, I guess we just try the orbs in opposite eyes.
Do the switch. We've done an investigation to check and see if there are any more holes to be goals.
No.
Any hole is one.
Gonna have a quick investigate. I'm not the person to do that.
Yeah, it's.
Are we still in?
Yes, you're still in initiative order because the trap's still in motion. And it's now Hodge, who I presume still does nothing. The pillars smash down and the orbs don't hurt you because they're not in the dragon head.
Interesting.
And now it's Banfor's turn.
Try it anyway, dude.
Banfor switches the eyes and puts them back in.
Okay, you put them back in and nothing happens. You fumble around in the dark for a while to put them back in, but you put them back in.
Yeah. I guess we run it back and look outside, or maybe something has appeared outside of the thing. What are we missing, Bradley?
I yell back at Arcus. Did anything change? Does anything look different?
Does anything?
No, nothing changes for Arcus.
Have we investigated our surroundings?
You have not investigated your surroundings.
No, but I was gonna do that, but I just thought, like, oh, I need to do that in my turn, right? So whose turn is it?
It's yours now, after Banfor.
Oh, okay, cool. Screw it. I'll try and do an investigation of the room to see if I can find any... Even if it's not obvious, like, can I poke around on the walls and see if there's any secret doors or something to open, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll an investigation.
Ooh, nice! Good, I rolled a 19 because I only have a +2, so 21!
Awesome. Yeah, you feel around and you notice there is a narrow gap behind the dragon head statue. And while feeling along the wall, you feel that the wall has two small circular indentations behind the dragon head.
Okay, I yell out to Banfor because he'll be where one of the eyes is, presumably, to like bring them over here. And I'm like, follow my voice! Follow, over here, my voice.
Yep, so for the next 6 seconds, you just say that. Cool, the spears shoot out. Arcus's turn.
I mean, I guess I'm still just having a break.
You could cut up some oranges.
Halftime. I get out an apple and I start, like, slicing it into halftime food for everyone. Nice. I'm making a little diary, just like, Marley and Banfor did really well today. The mice are away on their expedition. I hope they return safe.
I drew a picture of a rainbow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I do like a little drawing down the bottom and I like sign my name cause I'm really invested in it.
Nice.
Okay. And Hodge. He's still just wait.
He's good boy. He's looking over Arcus's shoulder, wondering what Arcus is doing.
Yeah, he just does that dog head tilt. Lump. Yeah.
I feel like Arcus is still not like too sure how to feel about Hodge because, like, on one hand, he did suck him through the vortex, and on the other hand, the one time that Arcus got cursed, he like punched him. So. Arcus feels particularly comfortable being around him.
Okay, after Hodge, the pillars smash down, and then because you put the orbs back in the dragon head, roll a wisdom save.
I knew that was going to happen.
Banfor and Marley, right. Roll a wisdom save.
Oh, no. I rolled a 3. And that gives me a 5.
I got just a 3.
Okay, you both take 15 psychic damage, and Banfor, remember, you don't half psychic damage.
I know. Banfor gets the eyes out of the dragon and puts them in the holes where Marley points to.
Okay, so Marley is, aside from saying, ow, my head, at some point, is saying, follow my voice, and you're able to, I'd say you can fumble around, get the orbs, and squeeze yourself in behind the dragon head, and with Marley's guidance you can find these two indentations. The whole wall glows bright gold for just a second and then shoom, slides down into the floor and the trap stops.
Nice.
Okay, so I call back to Arcus and I'm like, there's another door here.
Can I just walk?
You can, yes.
Yeah, I bring Hodge along, I imagine.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And
I mean,
spikes come out and you die. No, I'm kidding.
No, I have a dexterity advantage, actually.
Yeah. So for you, it's just a tunnel, and so the first section of it just has like lots of holes in the walls, ceiling, and floor from where these blades come out, and the second section just has like lots of like cracks and damage in the floor where these pillars have been smashing the floor for countless centuries whenever people try to come through here. And then in the last section you see a giant dragon head statue and you can see your friends kind of waving from behind it.
Now what, kids?
Okay, yeah, cool. Can Hodge fit behind this, or is Hodge just kind of way too big?
The whole wall disappeared, so there's actually quite a lot of space.
Cool. What can I see, Mr. DM?
Yep, beyond the wall, Arcus and Marley will be able to see another circular room like the first one. It looks like, at a glance, there are four exits or entrances to this room, one that you are looking through, and then again one at like a 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock positions.
Mm-hmm.
And without further investigation, that's all I'll tell you about this room. Other than there's also inscriptions on the wall within like celestial, same as the first one, where Arcus can read it and says things, you know, like there is naught but power, and power is the one true god, and power over everything, and things like that. Power is the real tea, sis, or whatever fucking people say these days. I'm old and I'm unapologetic.
I mean, maybe tea is the real power.
Spill the power.
Spill the power, get some tea, hunty. Cool.
I point at the words and I'm like, what does that say?
You know, they're mostly just, it's mostly just the ravings of someone who's interested in something. I don't know where I was going with that. I thought by the time I finished the sentence it would get somewhere. It's about power. Who's in charge?
Okay. Cool. Okay. Can I just check this? Like, can I look at the floor to make sure I'm not going to step on something and there's going to be, like, more blades shoot up or whatever?
Okay, yeah, I guess that's an investigation check.
I'm wary of you now. I don't trust you. it's not great. It's an 8. Okay. What do I know for an 8?
You look around and you just take a lazy glance at the room and you're like, this just looks like it looks kind of like the first room. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, cool. I'd walk out. Okay. I mean, I trust myself.
Yeah.
I looked.
Banfor, do you walk out into this relative darkness for you?
Yes, but sort of fumbly.
Okay. What is your mouse situation now?
The mice have rejoined the body corporate.
They've come back to the horde to regale them with stories of their fallen brethren.
Yes, that's the one.
Cool. As you all walk further into this circular room, you get a closer look at these other entrances and exits out of it. The 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock are open archways, so like tunnels, corridors. And to the right, so the 3 o'clock, is another like solid black stone slab with two whole indentations in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are the orbs from previously are gone again, right?
Yeah,
like same
all,
as before?
They're all shot into the floor.
Yeah, cool. All right. Before we do anything, can I do my thing? Where
just do your thing, just like, can I just
do
get my groove
do your
on?
Thing, girl.
just want to do my thing. I've never done it before, but I want to do
Dragon
primeval. Primeval awareness.
Okay.
A primeval awareness. I have no idea how you say it.
It's primeval awareness.
Where you expend a ranger slot to sense whether any aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, phase fiends, or undead are present within a mile of me.
Okay, sure.
Nice.
I'm getting creeped out. We're underground. I don't like it. You know, like, I'm just like, this is creepy and weird. I don't like it. And I sort of chuck out my senses.
Yep, fair enough. So what was that list of types of creatures?
Aberrations. celestials, dragons, elementals, fae, fiends, or undead. It doesn't reveal the location or number. It just kind of tells me that there are those things.
Within what kind of range, sorry?
A mile.
Okay, yes. You sense that within the mile radius, there are definitely elementals. You definitely get celestial, and you definitely get dragon.
Ooh.
What?
And that's
oh my
no.
Dungeons of the Dragons.
Dragging these nuts across.
No.
I'm like
and
both
that's
excited.
The Dungeons of Dragons.
Yeah, I'm both excited and terrified.
I love this for us. What a fun adventure.
Ah! Elemental, celestial, and dragon. Well, we met some elementals, so we've yet to meet celestial and, you know, dragon. Ah! Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of excited that my first time I used it, like, there was something. It would have been such an anticlimax if I was like, hey, can I see if there's these things? And you're like, nah, bro.
Yeah, we, in the, in one of the chapter 4 stories, the, one that I played with, Daniel John Smith and Adam and Mel, the, Chaos Heart, one of them was a ranger and had primeval awareness and did it, and they were like, do I sense those? I'm like, no. Oh, okay. Because they did it in the middle of a swamp before they got to the place where there was a celestial influence.
Fun.
Oh no, the Sarcastic Seven have become the Sarcastic Two. Or was it the PTS Duo? I think. Poor Banfor. And how much more of this can Nio take? Probably not that much more. That poor goblin is in more and more danger the longer she stays with our questionable heroes. What will the rest of Timatunga bring? I guess we're going to have to find out next time. A very grateful and appreciative thank you to our awesome supporters on Patreon. They are Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Coochie, Laura Christine Goodwin, and James Blyster from We Lo Woe Podcast, Cy J. Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Afmata, Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kydron Fowles, Lauren Flake, Kai Deal, Rihanna Kavalsik, Kevin Swift from The Dice Cult, Ben Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, KP Squished, and Alexandra Litkites. We couldn't make this show without your support, so thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. And of course, don't forget to get in touch with us. Hit us up on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, blah, 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 at Fate of Ison, or drop us an email, fateofison@gmail.com. That's great. Or chat with us on Discord. There's a few ways to do that. Go to our website, fateofison.com, to click a Discord link. We like chatting, so do that. Alrighty. Thanks, everyone. We will talk to you. Talk to you. Thanks, everyone. We will see you next time.
Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to Party Advantage, a D&D play podcast. Join the Rampack as they travel across the lands and kingdoms of Arius, finding adventure and shenanigans.
We're gonna protect you, okay?
Are you scared of witches?
Yeah.
They were the ones that ate my weasel!
Who is going to be leading the expedition?
I'm Tiny, and I lost my ferret last episode, so...
I'm Baby.
I look at the giant, I'm like, what are you doing? Don't do that! I'm more afraid of her than you!
I hate you. I wanted to swim out and climb it and attacking it. And you're like, no, you're dumb and stupid and dumb.
I know our healer's in the air 200 feet.
Tune in every other Wednesday on your podcast platform of choice. Will these adventurers find the advantage on their next encounter? Only one way to find out. See you then.
From what we gather, as something emerged from the dwarf, Stark Tiresias, and presumably tore apart the golem.
The energy signature of Tiresias changed significantly at 6:43 set time. At that point, all telemetry cut out. We do know that something left a large amount of organic matter in its wake. A trail of an ashy substance can be found leading from Tiresias, past the Gorlin and onward out of the solar system.
All data was corrupted beyond recovery, and this symbol was found repeatedly all over the station.
I know it. I remember. It was there in Eden. I'm sure of it.
The reluctant, immortal Adam Delta 5 must defend the very structure of the universe whilst confronting his past.
Do you remember?
No, you do not. You are close. Inside.
Where are you now? Where is your true form?
Sailing through the void. Searching.
For what?
In time. Adam Delta 5. In time.
Chain of Being, a mythic sci-fi podcast. Listen now, where all good podcasts are found.